to climb the ladder. To get ahead is what'll matter. Just need to give it all my time, all my time. Got my title, got my position, but someone else makes the decision. It takes up all my time.
It's my way or the highway.
To grow up to be a corporate tutor.
This is my station. You're going to do what I say here. I don't care if it's stupid. It's my station. You're going to run it my way. Think it's a gravy train.
I gave them my best 30 years. All I have to show is tears. I'll have no retirement. My IRAs have all been spent. Every girl and boy wants to grow.
Go to the bathroom.
There's no chance for me to grow. The answer is always no. No, I must obey every whim. Can't stand the sight of him. I got a raw deal. I'm just a car.
Paid too much too long.
Every girl and boy wants to grow up to be a corporate chew-toy.
Want to be a corporate chew-toy? Now you can.
That's right, Jim. Don't miss out on this chance to throw your future away.
Get in on this unique employment opportunity.
Women and minorities are encouraged to apply.
The air. I want it off the air in a nanosecond. I want it off the air right now. I don't care what you have to do.
And I've got Miss Nanosecond herself right here in the studio with me, Lori Larson. Lori, how are you?
Pretty good. Are you sure you want to keep me on the air for a nanosecond?
How many nanoseconds are there in 25 minutes?
A lot.
A lot.
A lot of nanos.
Lori Larson, the song Corporate Chew-Toy off of the Striking Resemblance CD. Lori, it's been a few months since you've been here. How have you been?
Been doing pretty good. Been writing some new songs.
I am so excited. I understand that I have the first shot at playing this on the air worldwide here today.
Yeah.
Yeah. So writing some new songs. And you had to go back to Arizona to record it, though, right? I mean, your studios are not right here in Northern California.
Yeah, they're in Tucson, Arizona. Jim Brady down there recording.
Very good. Very good. Yeah. Why don't we just dive right into it? I can't wait. I cannot contain myself any longer. You sent me a track, and it is called All Year Long. What's the backstory on that?
You know, it's really interesting. I never remember my dreams, but, you know, working in radio, you get these alarms in the middle of the night, and and basically, I dreamt this song. I woke up in the middle of the night and dreamt it.
Wow.
I was like, I have to write this down. It was the violin part, the lead vocal,
And you had the presence of mind to actually record it before he fell back asleep.
At first, I thought it was somebody else's song. like, no, wait, I think it's okay.
You can claim this one, huh?
I think so.
That is so cool. Well, you know, there's so many songs that sound alike anyway. There's, you know, He's So Fine and My Sweet Lord, you know, and then there's many songs that are named the same. But, you know, you've already cleared this with the, I don't know, whoever clears things, you've cleared it. So this is good. We're okay to play this one, huh?
Yeah, we are.
Now, remember last time you were here back in April, and I played a couple tracks of yours, but I had, let's see, I had a different album queued up. So I said, okay, this is Lori Larson, and then out comes this really rough, scratchy voice, and I look over, and it's Elvis Costello.
Well, that's my morning voice.
That's right. So we've got your afternoon / evening / 12:35 a.m. in Liverpool voice going right now.
Okay.
So why don't we do it? I am so ready to hear this. Lori Larson and All Year Long here on Swirl. Nice. Lori Larson and All Year Long. Brand new music, exclusive up until now. Now the whole world knows about it. Lori, that was fabulous. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
I really, really like that one. And certainly you were not using your Elvis Costello voice. I appreciate that.
Okay. Well, thanks.
But the instrumentation is so unusual. First thing is I did when I heard this. I do this with any song that I hear, and especially that I like. I start tapping out the time. Couldn't do it with this song very effectively. I wasn't that good at it.
Well, that's what happened. Our first guitarist sort of gave up on it because it's all different time signatures. And he's like,
wow,
this was making my head hurt. So, Jim Brady replaced and did all of the lead guitar.
Wow.
Yeah,
wow.
On it. So it's great.
Yeah, the guitar work was great. You play the violin on that, right?
Yeah.
Did you tell me last time that was your first instrument?
It was when I was a little girl. for just a little tiny bit, I was playing violin, and then my dad was like, stop playing that. That sounds terrible. And so they got rid of my violin when I was a kid. Aww. So I only had it for like a few weeks.
But you sure learned a lot in those few weeks.
Yeah. Well, and then later, I picked it up much later in life again. So.
Wow. So what other instruments do you play?
I play bass guitar, mostly.
Wow.
Which I love. I absolutely love it.
Boom, boom, boom.
A little bit of lead guitar and regular guitar and mandolin, anything with strings.
Oh, wow. Mandolin, too?
Even banjo. I was playing along to that song earlier.
Our Lips Are Sealed, the crazy Go-Go's cover.
Yeah.
Got to throw in a little banjo. It's almost like having more cowbell, but except not.
Yeah.
And, you know, you're holding this really sweet Fender Stratocaster guitar. This may be a first. I don't think I've ever had a Stratocaster in the studio, so I'm in good company. I've got Lori Larson and her Strat in this studio right now.
All right. Yeah, what's kind of neat about this guitar is Mick Fleetwood's guitar player at the time, when it was Mick Fleetwood Zoo, wanted to play this on stage. And so he had it on stage for a while, and
you were kidding.
I picked it up the next day. So.
And oh my God. So greatness has touched this.
It has. Certainly not me, but other bands.
Stop. I've heard you play. You're great too. So, but it's like it's greatness through the generations, because that's certainly the generation before us.
There you go.
And you're younger than me, so if I say us, that makes me look younger too.
Yeah, that's it.
You know, I've been highlighting my hair lately. I've got these nice gray highlights to make myself look just that much more distinguished. I think it's working.
All right. You don't look a day over 39.
There you go. Especially not on the radio. That's my point, is to look about 39 on the radio. But that's a fantastic song. Did you dream up the time changes and everything like that?
Yeah. The melody came first. It was really a bizarre dream. I was on a train and watching the grass go by really fast, and this song was playing, and I woke up because there was an off-air alarm that I had to go fix at the radio station. But I'm like, wait, before I fix the station, I better
don't want to lose that tune.
I sang it into my phone, so I had it, all the parts.
Oh, see, and I love this whole 21st century technology we have, because you can do that. You can record everything, notes to yourself. In your case, write a whole song on it.
Yeah.
Wow. I think my phone has song composition software available for it, strangely enough.
Really? Yeah, mine just had this really cheap recorder in it.
That's all you needed, though. You got the talent, so you don't need the software to help you along. It's so cool. So that's definitely a radio thing, the off-air alarm. And I guess it's full disclosure here, you have been and are a radio professional.
I is a radio professional.
That's right. And I know that's a little bit where the corporate chew toy came in from. I mean, anybody can.
That's right.
Oh, see, that's the killer voice. That's what got you into radio.
I don't think so, Mike.
But we were doing that before when we were at Walgreens. Oh, free advertising there.
Right.
But that's truly amazing. I had some point there. Oh, I know that song, Corporate Chew Toy. I mean, anybody can really relate to that. You had a few radio only references there, but I remember you started a site on MySpace called Corporate Chew Toy.
It was fun.
Is that still active? That's ever so
yeah,
cool.
Yeah, I have the little T-shirts and stuff. My dad is a corporate chew toy, like little baby clothes that say stuff like that, or my mom's a corporate chew toy. And,
oh, that's awesome. I should get some of those. Do you have like dog clothes? Because my dog wears stuff in the winter.
Yeah, I have like a little dog sweater that says I'm a corporate chew toy.
So that's perfect. And you had that dog in there too. You're saying off air that our little chihuahua Mooney ought to audition for the live version of that song.
Yeah, he's great.
Just got to see if we can get him to perform on cue.
Because the key is, when you're a corporate chew toy, the dog that wants to bite you is really kind of like a small dog, but with a big, loud voice.
Uh-huh.
So that's part of the deal there.
There you go. Studying for management. Oh, I didn't say that. I did not say that. Oh. Anyway, are we still on the air?
Oh, wait.
Okay. Yeah, we are. Cool. That's right. This is not corporate radio, so we're good to go till 6 o'clock when they do kick us out, but not for aforementioned reasons. So you've got this wonderful, sweet, I guess it's teal-colored Stratocaster here.
Yeah.
What do you want to do with it? You're here. You want to use it?
I guess so.
I got you. I had you tuning up. Brought up the channel. You brought your effects, too, didn't you?
A few, yeah.
All right. Well, I'm going to shut my mic down and let you go, too. We got Lori Larson here on the radio in Sacramento.
Is a long desert to cross, but when I count the days, there is no loss.
shine bright in my mood of blue. See the one where I stand before things get out of hand. I just need to return again to you.
Riff there for you.
I guess I better turn my mic on before I start applauding. Very nice, Lori. Well, which one was that? Which song was that?
It's called Return. One of the first songs I ever wrote.
So, oh, so cool. Just mysterious sounding, too. I like that.
Oh, thanks.
Very nice. And I took a couple pictures of you, so you definitely look good. I'd ask you to autograph the pictures, but I don't know if you can actually autograph pixels and digits and all that.
There you go.
Nice. I was going to ask you to autograph that song you played for me before, or the one you sent me. All year long, but I don't know if you can autograph an MP3 file at this point.
I was trying. You can put a signature on it, I think.
Oh, there you go.
Yeah, a digital signature.
No, a digital signature. It's more safe and
there you go.
All that stuff that way. Hey, that's really great. So that was that on your first album?
Yeah.
Okay. I don't think I have. I think I joined the Lori Larson Nation with Akilah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So we should go ahead and take care of some business right now. How do my listeners get a hold of your music and more information on you?
Just go to iTunes and look up Lori Larson. That's LauriE. LarsoN.
That's right. Very simple name, or so you would think, but when we were at the Starbucks before, they want to know which type of Lori you are. Are you the Lori or the Laure? So,
yeah.
Yeah, Lori Larson with the E at the end. Very good, very good. And how about the new one, All Year Long? Is that available yet?
It should be available in a couple of weeks. So you got it before anybody can.
Oh,
so
wow.
It should be on iTunes probably in, 30 days or less, they say. So.
Ah, very good. No, that's great. I will just play the heck out of it because it's a great song. And if you want to pick up a copy, just be patient. You got to wait. Hold your digital horses for 30 days and then it'll be there. That's so awesome. No, it's so great to have you here in Sacramento. I know you've, being a radio person, you've lived and traveled to many places. You've spent some time in Sac. Mm-hmm. You're in the Bay Area now?
Yeah.
How do you like being in California?
I really love it. There's just so much opportunity, and the music scene is great. There's all kinds of music.
Yeah.
Instead of where I was from before, there were only two kinds, country and Western.
That's right. Yeah. And the only way you get to play in a club, play blues in a club like that, is if you happen to get there before the scheduled band gets there.
That's right.
My favorite movie of all time, Blues Brothers. Yeah, so I've seen some of your photography. You are an accomplished photographer, too.
Yeah, I really enjoy taking photography. My major in college was astronomy and physics, but I haven't really used that except in my photography. I like to take pictures of constellations and galaxies I get a telescope.
You on Facebook, and I suggest everybody listening right now, friend Lori Larson on Facebook and MySpace, but I love one of your photo albums. It's your astronomy pictures, and you say, "This is my nightlife."
Yeah.
I love that. But you've also taken some great pictures of San Francisco. It sounds like you're starting to get out and tour a little bit more and see what the city has to offer.
Yeah, what a photogenic city. I love it.
Yeah, and you've got this one picture that just looks like a postcard. It's the Painted Ladies. It's those Victorian houses of all different colors. They're on a grassy hill, and then there's skyline and I think water behind it. That's just... Did everything just line up for you that day to get that shot?
It really did. It was amazing. Yeah. I was like, wow. Now I want to go back at night, of course, and get stars over it, if possible, if the fog ever clears.
That's going to be a while. I'm going to promise you September or October. That's when the weather clears up there. But that would combine, your cityscape plus your astronomy as well.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah.
So, back in Sacramento now, visiting. Now, this is great because you can come back and see all the stuff.
That's what's here. Okay.
Yeah. A little walk-in closet-sized radio studio for one. Hamburgers here. And, music scene here is decent, too. I'm hoping you'll come back and play at a club.
I would love that. Yeah.
I'm going to just put out there now that I think Luna's is where you should play. But, of course, that would depend on what Luna's says.
Yeah.
But, gosh, what else can we do? Well, you know what? It is 10 before the hour, and we've got time for at least one more.
And you said you wanted to sing along. So I guess we're going to hold you to it, because this is one that you played earlier, and it's one of the ones that you play for me most, I think.
Yeah. This would be the live version. And have you ever performed this one live before?
Never.
Wow. So you guys have heard what it's supposed to sound like. Let's hear what it sounds like when I play the role of the evil program director. And you're going to give me the high sign when I'm supposed to be evil, right?
Right. Okay.
Okay, here we go. Lori Larson here on the radio.
All right.
I'm training to climb the ladder. To get ahead is what all matters. It takes up all my time. My title, got my position, but someone else makes the decision. It takes up all my time.
It's my way or the highway.
Every girl and boy wants to grow up to be a corporate chew toy.
It's my station. You'll run it my way. I don't care if it's stupid. You'll run it my way. It's my station. Evil enough?
That was really evil.
Good.
I gave them my best 30 years. All I have to show is tears. I'll have no retirement. My IRAs have all been spent. Every girl and boy wants to grow up to be a corporate chew toy. My boss sits right behind me. Every move I make, he'll oversee.
The problem with you people is you think it's a gravy train.
Every girl and boy wants to grow up to be a corporate chew toy.
I want to know when you go to the bathroom. Not really. Go whenever you want.
Okay, thank you.
There's no chance for me to grow. The answer is always no. No, I must obey every whim. Can't stand the sight of him. I got a raw deal. I'm just a cog in the corporate wheel.
You people have been paid too much too long.
Every girl and boy wants to grow up to be a corporate chew toy.
I want it off the air in a nanosecond. I don't care what you have to do. I want it off the air. Off the air.
Off the air right now.
Oh, Lori, thank you so much for letting me play along with you. This is my my debut.
You have a future in radio programming. I can see that.
Oh, man, are my ears red? Is my neck bulging? Is that vein throbbing in the middle of my forehead?
Yeah.
Okay, cool. That guy was just apoplectic. At least he sounded that way when he was on, you know, doing all that that yelling at you.
Actually, it's kind of a funny story. My actual boss was making fun of his boss.
Oh.
But no name shall be disclosed.
Not at all.
To protect the innocent.
That's right. No, that was a blast. I really enjoyed that. That was so much fun. Corporate Chew Toy. And that is on your A Striking Resemblance release, which came out a couple years ago.
Yeah.
Yeah, so you've got, you said you've got a few songs done for whenever the next project comes out, right?
Yeah, I have about 5 of them done.
Great.
So I'm pretty excited about that.
Do you see a whole album coming out of this eventually?
I do. I've already named it called Story Road, so.
Story Road. Nice name. Yeah, is there a song by that name?
Yeah.
Cool. That would be the proverbial title track now, wouldn't it? Oh, Lori, so thanks so much for playing with me.
Sure.
Would you be kind enough to stay with me for the rest of the show today?
I will.
Because you kind of need a ride back anyway, don't you?
Yeah, I do.
I can't end the show now. I've got a whole another hour to go. But I'll tell you what. Why don't we end this segment with something off of A Striking Resemblance? And that would be, well, let's do the Song of the Year. This was the Song of the Year for the year 2008 here on Twirl at the Twirly Awards. Endless thank you, Lori Larson.